It was more of a yelp of surprise than a scream. I sidestepped around a mound of luggage and saw the woman in the blue suit from the ferry trying to wrestle her handbag from a small man who had his hands clamped on it. He was tugging at it, but she was holding fast to the strap, feet planted. The metal clasp popped open, but the man didn't loosen his grip. "Hey!" I called. "Stop that!" The man glanced at me, released the handbag, and shoved the woman to the ground before sprinting away in the opposite direction. I hurried over to the woman and knelt down. "Are you all right?" She levered herself into a sitting position. "I believe so. Thank you." Her hat had been knocked off, and the beautiful cobalt blue fabric of her suit was streaked with mud, but she wasn't grimacing in pain. "That man offered to help me carry my case, but he was actually a thief. Imagine! Me, the target of a thief!" She seemed to find the idea quite amusing, but I could see why the man had singled her out. Her clothing was of the best quality, and the number of feathers on her hat and collar indicated she was wealthy. A shrill whistle cut through the air. A few of her belongings had fallen out of her handbag, and she snagged a thin lace handkerchief before the breeze whipped it away. I picked up a heavy gold tube of lipstick as a blast of steam hissed from the engine. I handed her the lipstick and picked up her hat, which looked much worse than her suit. "We must hurry. The train's about to leave." I held her arm and helped her to stand. "Do you feel dizzy?" "No, I'm not wobbly at all." She picked up her handbag. The wheels of the train were beginning to turn as it slowly rolled away. I grabbed my case, and we dashed for the carriage where an attendant leaned out, hand extended. He gripped the woman's arm and heaved her up. I jumped up after her as the cadence of the wheels increased and the train picked up speed. The brim of my cloche shifted as a gust of wind lifted it. I tilted my head down into the wind so the breeze wouldn't snatch it off my head. Then I ducked into the carriage behind the woman. The attendant escorted us to our seats, padded armchairs across the aisle from each other. He promised to return with water. I held out her hat. "I'm afraid it's rather squashed." "Oh, well, I'm sure it can be repaired." She smoothed the disarranged feathers. "Thank you. So kind of you." She popped the flattened crown back into place and settled it on her hair, which was a light brown going grey, done up in a bun. Several of the blue feathers that had arched along the brim were broken and dangled over her eye, but she didn't seem to give her appearance another thought. She extended her hand, and the feathers swayed back and forth in front of her eyes. "I'm Hildy Honeyworth." "How do you do? I'm Blix Windway." "Oh, the Lady Traveller. I attended one of your lectures in Manchester. Your slides were fascinating." "Thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed it." "I must thank you as well for frightening away that man and helping me catch the train. I had no idea travel could be so thrilling. You must experience this sort of thing all the time. Tell me, are charlatans who pretend to be helpful fellow travellers quite common?" "Personally, I've not experienced that sort of thing. But there are always those seeking to take advantage of travellers." She took out her handkerchief and brushed at her muddy skirt. "Yes, especially those of us who are rather naive. This is my first time travelling." "To France?" "To anywhere, actually. I've never been farther than Manchester." The thought boggled my mind. I'd been travelling for years. Of course, that had only happened after the incident. Up until that point, my life had been confined to a small geographic circle around Berrywood. "And you're going to Paris? Brilliant choice." "I'll spend a few days there before going on to Egypt." "Egypt is my destination as well. At least, that's my plan."